Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Giants did not win Wednesday night, but that Hakeem Nicks played is plain amazing. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. ESPN.com's Rick Riley has a column on former Tar Heel star Hakeem Nicks that is a must-read. I'm sure some of this story was written by local sports guys during Nicks' years at UNC, but maybe not considering Riley's piece talks about how Hakeem the Dream doesn't say much of anything these days. He lets his play for the New York Giants do the talking. But did we know that Nicks' older brother is in prison and another brother has been in and out of jail for various felonies, the latest occurring in Charlotte 2 weeks ago, and that his father has multiple DWIs and owns a shoebox full of traffic violations? How did Nicks wind up on the straight and narrow with such poor role modeling that led him to move around as a kid from living with his mother to his grandmother to his aunt and finally to a homeless shelter? Nicks doesn't even seem to know, except that a prophet he met in church one morning predicted he would be surrounded by money and people pulling him in every direction, but saved because God had a hook in his nose. That hook led him to living with his father in Charlotte and avoiding all the trouble swirling around him to become the first person in his family to graduate from high school, and then earn a football scholarship at UNC, where he achieved stardom with the Tar Heels. In 2009, Nicks was a first-round draft choice of the Giants, who won a Super Bowl in his third season with the team. Overshadowed in publicity by flashy Victor Cruz, his co-wide receiver, Nicks basically stays to himself and spends all his spare time with his four-year-old daughter, Harmony. Nicks broke his foot over the summer, had surgery, and did not practice at all leading up to the Giants' regular season opener against the Cowboys. Despite the 24-17 loss, Hakeem still caught four passes for 26 yards and did not appear hampered at all by his injury and lack of training camp. This amazing young man with oversized hands has an even bigger heart. Read the story posted today on chapelboro.com. It'll make you proud and probably cry. This is Archansky. See ya.